Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What's the matter with you?
Briar!
Why weren't you light?
Is everything okay?
Oh, Jenny, I can't get the fire to take.
Oh, dear. Is the wood dry enough?
Yes, it's not the wood. All I want to do is settle down in front of the rugby.
Oh, right.
What?
Oh, nothing. I thought England played yesterday.
Yes, but it's Ireland-Wales this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
I'm allowed to watch more than one match, you know.
Yes, of course you are, Brian. You can do what you like.
Sorry.
I'm just relieved to see you're not working for once on the all-consuming dairy project.
Yes, I don't seem to be able to get that right at the moment either.
Oh, darling.
Oh, I'm going to have to start this again.
You know, you really mustn't take it so personally. Annabelle has the best interests of the company at heart, you know.
And you agreed with her.
Well,
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, Jenny. I've tried to be open and reasonable.
Well, you have.
When you've got people who completely misunderstand what you're doing.
Oh, I know.
Or the media trying to turn it into some sort of Greek tragedy. I mean, am I supposed to just humour them? Not tell them when they've got their facts wrong? Is that being high-handed?
Brian, I...
Well, is it? Because obviously I don't understand.
Look, I know it's been hard, but it's not going to help if you start getting, well, paranoid about it.
I can't stop being me, Jenny. That's the truth of it.
No, of course you can't, darling. And nobody's asking you to.
Hello?
Oh, Alice. Oh, is that you, sweetheart?
Hi.
Oh, we weren't expecting to see you.
Oh, no, I know, but Chris is over at his granddad's helping Neil. Oh, lovely. It's freezing out there.
Lovely, lovely. Fine, good delight.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd pop over to see how you are.
Yes, well, oh, we're fine, aren't we, Brian?
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it.
Your father's having a bit of trouble getting the fire to light.
So I see.
Well, it would help if we hadn't run out of firelighters.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, never mind. I'll go to the shop.
Oh, I knew we were getting low.
It won't take long. Still catch the start of the game.
It's all right, darling. Oh, dear.
Have I arrived at a bad time? What's the matter with Dad?
Thanks, Bert, but we can manage.
Still not deep enough.
I finally persuaded your granddad to go and put his feet up.
Good. Pass us the rule plug, Dad.
Made me promise to give him a shout if we need a hand, though.
Right.
As if I'm likely to ask him to help after the mess he and Joe made. So, how are you getting on?
Yeah, I think we're ready for the bracket now.
Want me to do it?
If you like.
Really didn't think I had a hope in hell of getting this finished. Not after the state they left it in.
You should have just left it the way it was. It's his bathroom.
Well, how could I?
If he's happy with cracked tiles and dripping ceiling.
No, I'm not having people think I did that. Thank goodness for Darryl, that's all I say. At least it meant I didn't have to put off the electrician. Chris?
Sorry.
Can you hold the bracket for me?
Sure.
Did you have a late one last night?
No, not particularly. Not like we can afford it anyway.
Left a bit.
I've just not been sleeping.
Really? Why is that?
Don't know. Just thinking about the business, I guess.
You're not having second thoughts, are you?
No, not at all. There's just a lot to go over. The solicitors are supposed to get the draft contract by March, so I need to finalise the money with a bank.
I thought you'd got that all sorted.
I have. It's only paperwork.
Oh, right.
I decided to go with a fixed rate loan. It's almost double the interest, but...
No. It makes sense.
Exactly.
At least you always know what you're paying out.
So, give it a couple of months. I should have my own farrier business. We'll have to keep saving till then, though.
Ah, well, it'll be worth it. Seriously, Chris, you've done so well. I know you're going to be a success.
Cheers, Dad. Don't suppose you want to come over to ours when you finish here, do you?
Eh?
The house is already filling up with office stuff. We could do with an extension.
You've got to be joking. I'm planning on having a rest. Sorry, son, but you're on your own there.
Alice, don't laugh. It's not funny.
I'm sorry, but come on. Dad honestly didn't realise he'd be pompous sometimes.
Oh, Alice, please.
Oh, hasn't he heard himself?
No, this is serious. Your father's very upset about it.
OK.
Well, he's worried that the board is losing faith in him. Do you want a biscuit?
Oh, no thanks.
Well, they're very nice.
Well, I told you, I'm not hungry, Mum.
Oh, well, I'll leave them there just in case.
So, things aren't any better then?
No, your father and Adam are still loggerheads.
Oh, if only he hadn't spoken to that reporter.
Oh, I know, but he feels so strongly about it.
But he could at least give it a chance, though. I mean, I do get why people don't like the idea of the dairy, but actually, when you look into it... I mean, did Debbie tell you about the IT system they'll be using?
No, I don't think she did.
Oh, it's amazing, Mum. As soon as the cow walks into the parlour, their information automatically pops up on a screen. It records their activity, the milk quality, the health history.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Honestly, those cows, they'll be the most pampered herd in the county.
Look, you don't have to convince me, Alice. But when you've got websites with pictures of distressed animals, well, it's very hard to persuade people when it... sounds so industrial. Mm.
Maybe you could put something on the village website. Mm. Well, not a puff piece or anything, just setting out the basic facts.
Yes. Yes, maybe I could. It'd be rather nice to do something, and it might help to cheer up your father.
Mm. Oh, that must be him.
Brian!
I'm back.
Did you get some?
Yeah, I ended up having it at the petrol station.
Oh, dear. Oh, I am sorry.
No, it's fine. Right, let's see if we can get this farlet.
So, Alice, do you want to come and have a look at what I was telling you about?
Hmm?
You know, on the website.
Oh, right, yeah, sure.
I don't think I've shown you the list for the Promises auction.
No.
We're just going upstairs, darling.
Yes, okay.
Oh, and have those biscuits, Dad. I really don't want them.
Cheers, Chris. I can't tell you how relieved I am to get that done.
No worries. Do you want any of this stuff taken out to the car?
No. You get off home.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. You've done quite enough for today.
All right. Thanks again for the money. You don't need to.
You're working hard enough.
Well, thanks anyway. See you then.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Alice, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd drop in on the workers. Your granddad let me in.
Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Well, we're finished here for the day.
Oh, great.
What do you think of Grandad's new shower room?
Oh, wow. What transformation.
You'd never guess it used to be a pantry, would you?
No. Oh, it's marvellous.
Bert's got a nice little cabinet for all his bits and pieces. And a heated towel rail.
Oh, brilliant.
And a seat in the shower.
Oh, I bet Bert loves that, doesn't he?
He certainly does. Says he needn't worry anymore about getting stuck in the bath.
Well, it's quite a change from the mess it was in last week.
Yeah, I heard about Bert and Joe's attempts to help.
I think Dad's just about forgiven him. And Grandad's really grateful for all we're doing, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it all looks lovely.
Next job is his bedroom.
Right, we better be making tracks.
Yep.
Okay. See you both then.
Bye.
And thanks for all your help, Chris.
So what are we having for tea?
Chicken chasseur.
Oh, chicken chasseur.
Mum insisted I take it. You know, she thinks we're living on gruel.
Well, if it saves a few pennies.
Yeah, I suppose. She still won't ever believe I can actually cook. So you and your dad made good progress today, then?
Yeah. Mind you, Dad moaned on and on about Tracy all afternoon.
Sounds familiar.
Why? How were your mum and Dad?
Not great. Adam's barely speaking to Dad, and Dad's upset because people are saying he's arrogant and high-handed.
Really?
Yeah. And Mum's playing peacemaker, so what's new?
I'd love to know what all the fuss is about. Mm. If the dairy does go ahead, they'll have exactly the same welfare standards as anywhere else.
I know. I helped Mum write a piece for the website.
Drink?
What have we got?
Tea, squash,
Oh, let's push the boat out. Black currant, please.
Coming up.
I had a look at the promises auction while I was there. Harry's offering 4 hours gardening.
Is he now?
Yeah. Mum says he's getting quite a bit of interest.
Yeah, I bet he is.
What?
No, nothing.
I'm thinking about putting in a bid myself.
Alice?
The garden could do with a tidy.
I know, but we're supposed to be saving money.
Oh, so it's the money.
Why? What else would it be?
I don't know. It's all in a good cause, though, and it's not as if we're going to be able to do much for Valentine's next week. I could do with something to perk me up. Handsome Harry in the garden would do the trick.
Do you want this squash over your head?
All this frugal living isn't good for a girl.
Is that right?
We have needs, Chris.
Well, don't worry. I've got plans.
Mm.
And they don't involve Harry.
Ah, I'm intrigued.
Not everything has to cost a fortune, you know.
Brian?
Yes, okay, Jenny, I'm coming.
Want to show you something.
What is it?
Come and have a look.
What's this?
It's for the village website. It's about the dairy.
Sorting fact from fiction. What the new dairy means for Ambridge. Jenny.
I've tried to stay neutral, and it just sets out the basic details, the number of animals, conditions they'll be housed in. And look, just let me get to the mouse.
Oh, sorry.
At the bottom there, I've added a link to the website your PR people set up.
Oh.
So they can read more about it if they want.
Darling, you didn't have to do all this. I thought you were busy with the promises auction.
Well, that wouldn't have taken me 2 hours.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Hold on, I've also written a short piece about the green burial ground.
Oh.
And unlike the Echo, it makes quite clear that you were the one who provided the land.
The site next to Millennium Wood...
Uh-huh.
Both of which were donated by Home Farm.
Yes. It's a shame, though, that you weren't in any of my photos.
Oh, never mind.
Could have had a nice one with you with Mike, but anyway, that's going on the website as well.
Well, this is terrific.
Well, it's hardly going to win the battle.
Oh, don't be so sure. No, it's precisely the kind of thing I'm being told we need to do. Engaging with community, having a conversation.
Well, I want to do whatever I can to help.
Well, thank you, darling.
Oh.
I really appreciate it.
Hold on a second. There. It's online now.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope it helps.
Yes, let's hope so.
They're early for once, eh?
Oh, morning, Eddie.
Don't normally see them till after lunch.
No. Tig!
Guess we'll have a few more tankers driving through the village if that dairy opens.
I'm afraid so. Good boy, Tig.
Everything will have to be that much bigger.
So how come you're over here? I wasn't expecting you till this afternoon.
Oh, no, but David wanted to work out the lambing rotor.
Ah, right.
Hey, Pip's doing a fair bit, ain't she?
Yeah.
I thought she'd be out in Felpisham every night, stealing traffic cones with her uni mates.
Oh, thank goodness. Actually, she's been really keen to help out.
Oh, great. Well, I suppose she must be learning about all this high-tech modern farming stuff.
What?
Like the BL Dairy. Did you get their bump?
Oh, yeah.
Impressive, ain't it?
Impressive? All that rubbish about the environment. Pip said herself, they might have a digester, but it still doesn't take into account the fertiliser for the feed, or the concentrate.
Well, I know it's all swings and roundabouts.
We hardly use any by comparison, and we are the ones that are struggling.
I suppose I just see it differently, that's all. End of the day, well, it's more jobs.
Oh, not that many, Eddie.
Well, do you see anyone else hiring round here? I mean, Clary, poor love, she still can't find nothing.
No. No, I know.
I'm just grateful I'm still in work, and the boys.
I know it's not easy.
Hey, did I tell you? William's booked the feathers for him and Nick next week, for Valentine's like.
Oh, right. Oh,
swanky four-course meal it is.
Oh, that's nice. Look, I'm sorry, Eddie. I didn't mean to jump down your throat.
Hey, don't be daft.
If it weren't for the milk price, there might not be so many farms going out of dairy. Think of all the jobs we've lost through that.
Yeah, true. Don't you worry though, Ruth. If the big dairy does open, I won't abandon you. I'll still be around to milk the Brookfield herd.
Yeah.
Thanks, love.
I thought you could do with something to warm you up.
How are you getting on?
Oh, I can't feel my fingers.
I'm not surprised. You've bagged up a lot of carrots.
Ah, we didn't have much time to last week. And Helen says they're running low in the shop.
Right.
I'm just relieved to be back into some kind of routine.
Oh, but it was worth it, though, wasn't it? I think the relaunch was exactly the boost we all needed.
I know.
It's been so long since we've had anything to feel optimistic about.
Oh, it was still only one day, though, Pat. It's not going to turn our fortunes round overnight.
Well, of course not.
It's going to be a long haul.
It's a platform, though, isn't it? Now we can start to rebuild.
Oh, yeah. And at least Tom's actually doing his share of the milking this week. Though you have to wonder what for.
Oh, Tony.
Well, with our organic premium slowly being whittled away, it's not as though the economy's getting any better.
Come on, love. Things were hardly great when we first went organic. You'll just have to do it again.
Back to the 80s, eh?
Does feel like it. Oh, I expect you're just tired. Why don't you come inside? I'm about to start lunch.
No.
Now you'll feel a lot better after some hot soup.
No, I want to finish this. I haven't got much more to do.
Okay. Well, it'll be ready when you are.
Oh, right,
hello.
Thanks.
Oh, Ruth.
I found you. I thought the place was deserted.
No, we're still here.
Just.
Hi, Tony.
Tom's making sausages and Helen's at the shop.
Well, I'll try not to hold you up.
No, not at all.
I was just wondering if I could have a quick word, Pat.
Of course. In fact, if you have lunch.
No, not yet.
Leek and potato soup all right for you?
Sounds lovely.
Great. Come on, then. It's a good thing I made plenty.
Well, if 3 down is independent, then 14 across must start with a D.
How many letters?
7. Covering is a little vague. Well, covering must be the definition.
I see you got the leaflet about the Borchester Land Dairy.
Oh, yes.
I must say, I appreciate the way they've tried to keep the village informed.
Doubtful.
Oh, do you think? It's an awful lot of an effort to mail everyone.
No, doubtful's 8 letters.
Oh.
It could be dubious, I suppose. Although it doesn't really explain the covering part.
I thought the leaflet was rather persuasive, didn't you?
To be honest, I could have done without the hard sell. I had quite enough of that from Brian wanting to sponsor our Britain in Bloom bid.
Well, I know George wouldn't have approved. He'd have hated the thought of all those animals being cooped up inside. It seems to be the way the world's going, though. Everything getting bigger and bigger.
Maybe 3 down isn't right.
Are you planning on going to the tree planting ceremony tomorrow?
What's that?
At St. Stephen's. They're planting the Jubilee Oak.
I think I may have some ironing to do.
Oh, Jim.
Religion and royalty on their own are one thing, Christine. Both together is more than I can bear.
Oh, don't be such a wet blanket.
Blanket?
Sorry?
Yes, that must be it. Covering is a little vague. In which case, independent is wrong.
Oh.
I'll stop for a bit. These things are even worse than the stupid timesheets.
What timesheets?
The ones I printed out for the Cider Club members. I handed them out last week. They were supposed to make my life easier, you know, working out everyone's hours.
I take it they haven't helped.
Jazz has already lost his. And as for Bert Fry, I mean, honestly, all he had to do was fill in the date, an arrival time, a departure time, plus a column I included for the number of minutes taken for breathers, toilet breaks, etc. But can he manage it? He's just been ticking off entire days.
Oh, dear.
They're worse than first-year students.
Well, does it need to be quite so complicated?
Well, I can hardly make it any simpler. Not with Mike demanding precise times.
Oh, I see.
Then, of course, I have to build in a bias towards the Grundys.
Bias?
For their expertise and equipment. It's fair enough. They do deserve to get a good share of the cider. How much, though? That's anybody's guess. 10%, 20%?
Don't ask me.
Oh, I don't know.
I suppose you're just going to have to negotiate it with them.
Yes, I suppose.
Well, we're obviously not going to finish the crossword, are we?
Yeah.
How about some lunch?
Yes, all right. I've got some ham in the fridge.
No. Let's treat ourselves and go to the ball. It sounds as though you deserve it.
I can understand how torn he feels, though, when you can't see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, dear, Ruth. That sounds ominous.
Oh, you know, me and David. We're still debating what to do about the slurry lagoon.
All right.
Should we bite the bullet and invest in a badger-proof tank instead? But I didn't come here to mourn, Pat.
No, you wanted to talk about the wretched BL Dairy.
That's right. I presume you got their flyer through the door.
Well, don't even get me started. That's straight in the recycling.
I thought that might be your reaction.
I mean, honestly, it was just as misleading as the website I'm supposed to have created.
I'm sorry?
I had Brian fuming at me last week.
Really?
Yeah, someone had set up a website with photos of abused cows. It was a complete fabrication. But then, so were those pretty drawings on the leaflet.
And Brian thought you'd done it. The website.
Well, can't you tell? I mean, I'm obviously an extremist. Oh, look at this. I'm dripping soup everywhere.
Do you need a cloth?
Please, Ruth. No, I'm just worried that people aren't going to get the full picture.
Yeah, me too.
With nonsense scare stories and their glossy leaflets all going round, what are people going to make of it all? Oh, thanks.
Well, that's why I wanted to do something.
Do you?
Absolutely. Breaks me heart to think this is the way dairy farming's going.
Oh, I know.
And BL are obviously determined.
Well, I've been thinking about starting an online petition.
Oh, really?
Well, although, if you've got any better ideas...
No, Pat, that sounds grim.
I tell you what, why don't we take our lunch through to the office? I don't know if you ever set one up before.
No.
Me neither. Can't be that hard, though. We can at least have a look.
It's in such a good cause, Eddie.
The trouble is, Christine, what with things being the way they are...
It needn't be a big commitment.
Oh, I know, but I'm working every hour, God sends.
It'd be good advertising for your patio business.
Well, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure there must be something you could promise for the Britain in Bloom auction.
Look, tell you what, as it's you, how about I put a water feature in for someone? Whatever they want, I'll fit it for nothing.
Oh, Eddie.
Will that do you?
Yes, that'd be marvellous. Thank you.
There we are.
Oh, Jim.
All right, Prof.
Afternoon.
Wait until you hear what Eddie's offered for the Promises auction.
What's that?
He's going to install a water feature in the winner's garden.
Ah.
Free of charge. Isn't that generous?
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
no problem. Now, I really must skedaddle.
Oh, Eddie.
I only popped in for a sign.
Before you go, I need to talk to you about the orchard.
Yeah, sorry, Jim. I've got a job to go to.
It really is quite important.
Talk to me, Dad. He'll be able to sort you out. Bye then.
Oh, yes. Bye, Eddie. Thanks again.
Honestly, this task is becoming positively Sisyphean.
You heard what Eddie said. Speak to Joe.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, wasn't that good of him, though? It's just the sort of thing we need to entice people.
Yeah.
I'm quite tempted to bid for it myself.
Well, that was straightforward.
Yeah, right. Tom tries to blind me with science when it comes to the internet, but that was a doddle.
Now all we need to do is publicise it.
Yeah. Well, I can easily email out a link to the petition.
And I can do that too. Although I'll have to be careful.
Huh?
Because of David. He has to stay neutral because of the NFU.
Oh, of course.
Maybe I should make a few posters as well. You know, to advertise it around the village.
Yeah, good idea.
Might as well. Won't do any harm.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Ruth. You still here?
I know. David's going to wonder where I've disappeared to.
We've been setting up a petition.
About the BL Dairy.
Ah, saying what?
That we don't want it. That it's unnecessary and cruel. What did we say, Ruth? I thought you put it very well.
It undermines more sustainable, environmentally friendly forms of dairy farming.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
But look, Tony's right. I really do have to go.
Of course.
Thanks for lunch, Pat. That was an unexpected treat.
No, thank you. BL have got a fight on their hands.
They certainly have. They'd better watch out. Bye, Tony. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Things always seem so much easier when you do them with someone else.
You know, it doesn't always have to be you, Pat.
Well, that's why Ruth's helping me. And I have to say, it is amazing how quickly you can do things online. Oh, Forget this. The washing up can wait. I'm going to go and email the link now.
Oh, right, but...
Soup's on the stove, Tony. Help yourself.
Yes, all right, fine. Looks like I'm going to have to.
That's it. Careful now. Shall I give you a hand? Come on, let's just tip it in. There we go. Good job.
Well, I think we can say that Ambridge is now officially home to our own Jubilee Royal Oak.
I think...
Oh, bless her. The spade's almost as big as she is.
I know.
Oh, it's a lovely idea to invite the children from Loxley Barrett.
Yes, and I'm so pleased you could be here, Shula.
Oh, I only just made it. Did Alan say where the sapling came from?
I don't think we know. They collected acorns from all over the royal estates.
Oh, right.
It came in a beautiful Hessian bag, though, with red, white and blue tissue.
Really?
It'll be wonderful when it's mature. You should be able to see it from my top window.
Hmm.
Not that I'll be around.
Mum?
Unless I reach my hundreds, I suppose. And then I'll have my own royal seal of approval.
You never know, you might get there.
Oh, have you seen the list of promises for the auction recently?
No, I haven't.
Eddie's donated a water feature. I've been thinking I might like something for the garden. One of those, how would you describe it, cascades.
Oh, for the patio?
Hmm. There's something so relaxing about the sound of running water.
Well, you'll have to make a bid.
Maybe I will. Right, I mustn't stand around. Can you see Chris? Is she in the church?
No, she's talking to Linda.
Oh, yes. Well, one of us had better start serving tea and squash.
But do you need a hand?
If you don't mind.
No, of course. Oh, sorry. Carry on, Mum, I'll catch up with you.
Righto, darling.
Hello? Speaking. Oh, Mr. Stevens. Yes. How are you?
Fallon, do you mind if I pop upstairs?
No, of course.
You'll be okay.
Oh, I reckon I can handle the baying mob.
Would you call me?
Oh, drink your pint, Jazzer.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm just going to put a wash on.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
So, who else is bidding for Harry then?
It's really getting to you, isn't it?
Makes no difference to me. Mm. I'm just curious to find out how many deluded women there is in the world.
Well, I know Brenda's bidding, and Kirsty, and Alice.
Alice?
Oh, yeah. Reckon I'm going to have a fight on my hands.
What? You're no bidding at all.
Well, I thought you said that you didn't care.
I don't. If you all want to make fools of yourselves, but what's he going to do in Alice's garden? There's barely enough room to swing a cat.
It's not that small.
You've not even got one.
Oh, no, you're right. I'll just have to get a window box for my bedroom, won't I?
Oh, you've gone weak in the heat.
Or weak at the knees.
Ugh.
You could have always offered to do some gardening yourself, Jazzer. See how much interest you get.
I was joking, didn't you? I'm no piece of meat, you know.
Well, then stop complaining.
Hi, Fallon.
Oh.
Is your mum around?
She's just gone upstairs.
Oh, right.
Can I help?
Yeah, I'm going round the village putting posters up. It's to advertise an e-petition against the big dairy being planned by Borchester Land.
Oh.
No fan then, eh?
Not exactly. Would you mind if I put a few up in here?
Ah, of course not. Oh, here, give us one now. I'll stick it next to the one for the promises auction.
Oh, thanks.
You could put one by the front door as well, and in the ploughman's.
Oh, Fallon, you're a star.
That's no problem. Ruth, are you thinking of bidding for anything?
Huh?
Well, there's been quite a lot of interest in Harry.
Oh, he's a brick.
Fancy letting him dig over your flower bed?
Well, I wouldn't say no.
In the name of the wee man, are you lot on heat or something?
Oh, it's perfect. Just what I need.
Is that enough milk for you, Alan?
Spot on, Jill. You know me too well. I hear we're going to make it onto the Queen's bookshelf.
I'm sorry?
At the British Library.
Oh, yes, you mean the book they're making.
Mm. Apparently all Neil has to do is to put today's details into the Woodland Trust website and we'll be recorded for posterity.
So I understand.
Well, I must say it's all come together very nicely. What with the parish council arranging the tree and the WI doing the refreshments.
It's our pleasure.
And all I've had to do is turn up.
Well, we know how busy you are.
Mm.
It'll be Lent soon.
Yes, it will indeed.
What have you got in store for us this year? Not bread and cheese again, I hope.
No.
I miss my Sunday roasts.
In actual fact, I'm not planning on setting a challenge this time round.
Oh?
Well, not as such. I thought with so much austerity about, rather than asking people to give something up, I'd suggest that they do something instead. You know, so it's not quite so negative.
Sounds interesting.
Mm.
So what have you got in mind?
Mm. Well, now, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Alan.
You'll just have to come to the service on the 19th.
Oh, sorry, Mum. I didn't mean to leave you for so long.
That's all right, darling.
Hello, Shula. Nice to see you.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Alan's been telling me about his plans for Lent. Or rather, he's not.
Oh, really?
He's being very mysterious.
Which is probably my cue to circulate. Excuse me, Shula.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't want to get grilled by your mother.
Tea or coffee, Shula?
No, thanks. I think I'm going to go home.
Are you all right?
No, not really. That was Mr. Stevens on the phone.
Who?
The man who bought Topper.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mum, he says he wants to sell him.
Right, well, enough of this chatting. I better put these posters up.
Oh, okay.
Here, Fallon, use another pint, would you?
Sure.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Jolene.
Are you all right?
Oh, it's okay, Mum. I said it was fine.
All right.
It's for a petition.
Waste of time, you ask me.
See?
Say no to the Ambridge Mega Dairy. Oh, Fallon, we can't have this up.
Why not?
Well, do you want to upset half of our customers?
What? Take it down.
Yeah, but what? Ruth, hold on.
What's the problem? It's only a petition.
Here we go.
It's not like it's going to do any harm, is it?
Fuss or nothing, if you ask me. If it's a choice between trudging around in the mud and rain like I have to, or working in a nice, warm, dry shed...
Well, there's your point, Jats. Back in a minute.
Fallon, hang on a minute. Where are you going?
Sorry, Julian. Do you want me to put it somewhere else?
No, I didn't mean that. It's just I don't think the village pub's the most appropriate place.
Oh.
You know, for, you know, with there being different opinions.
Well, I'm not forcing anyone to sign the petition. You have to go online anyway.
Mom. No, I know.
Well, couldn't I just leave one up?
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
Fallon, please. You can see it puts me in a difficult position.
But it's not like we're saying we support it.
Maybe.
And it's a really important issue.
Exactly. And I know it's going to get some people's backs up.
Yeah, do you want my money or no?
There's no offence, Ruth. But I don't want to annoy anyone.
Okay, well, if it's going to cause an argument...
Oh, I think that's a shame. But this is the place where all these things get talked about, after all.
Fallon!
Oh, sorry, Jazz, I'll be with you in a minute.
Fallon, you know we have rules here about what can and can't go up. I'm sure Ruth understands.
Honestly, it's fine. There are lots of other places I can put them.
I just don't want the pub getting involved.
What's the big deal about this dairy anyhow? I mean, seriously... Everybody's so concerned about the poor cows.
Just stay out of it, Jazzer.
What about us ordinary folk?
I can't believe you're saying that. What about your milk?
It's not my milk.
All right, the milk you deliver then. The whole ethos at Grange Farm, it's a complete opposite to what they'll be doing at this dairy.
Aye, and you pay for it, I know.
Oh, come on.
And I couldn't afford it if I didn't get it for free.
Yeah, milk's too cheap anyway. That's what the farmer's saying here.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
But, and what about your job? Aren't you worried about it?
Nah. And Mike's no worried either. Different market, he says. The big dairy will be selling to the rest of the world. No Ambridge.
Oh, really?
All right.
Some people have to make do on the minimum wage. They're the ones that are glad they're cheaper pint.
Yeah, it's not like I earn a lot either.
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I'm sorry, Ruth.
It's all right.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to say no. But, you know, you're right. There are other places you can spread the word. Well, there's the old phone box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the village website. Well, there's already some stuff about the dairy.
Really? Hmm. Well, like what?
There's a whole article.
When was this? I haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shula, love.
No, don't worry.
We always seem to run out of cups. So, you were saying, they can't afford the livery?
No, his wife's been ill, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I tried to suggest we could come to some arrangement, but, well, it's difficult.
Yes.
They're obviously going through a rough time.
I am sorry. I'm sure you'll find somebody else, though.
It's not about the livery, Mum.
No, I know.
Freddie was so upset when Topper was sold. It broke his heart. At least since then he's been able to carry on seeing him.
Well, perhaps whoever buys him might want to stable him with you as well.
No, it's unlikely. It was a stroke of luck Mr. Stevers came along.
You never know.
Oh, I really thought I'd found the perfect solution.
And remember, things are a bit different now. Freddy's got his own pony, and he's had time to adjust.
Topper's still Nigel's horse, Mum.
Of course.
Freddy hasn't just forgotten about him. Whenever he's at the stables, he always goes over to say hello. He likes knowing he's there.
Yes.
And this is going to break his heart all over again.
I'm just saying, it's not all quite so raw.
Isn't it?
Oh, Shula.
Freddy feels that by keeping an eye on Topper, he can still do something for Nigel. And yes, of course, I like having him too. He's part of the family. It'd be awful to send him to someone else.
So when was this posted?
Well, it can't be long. Scroll back up a bit. It'll say, won't it?
February the 5th. Honestly, you'd think BL had more important things to do than go on the village website.
It's not BL, is it? I mean, Jennifer wrote that article, you can tell.
Yeah, I think we all know whose side she's on. I mean, okay, it makes a big deal of the on-site vet, but it doesn't say anything about more animals going lame or getting mastitis.
No.
Or the impact it has on the wider industry. And then at the end, there's a link to their flashy website. It's exactly the same as the stuff they've been putting through all our letterboxes.
Well, I suppose.
They've got so many resources. Are you sure I can't put up a poster?
Ruth.
We're just going to get drowned by BL propaganda otherwise.
Look, really, I can't. But it seems to me the village website should be a bit like the pub.
How do you mean?
Well, this is bias, isn't it? I mean, at the very least, it should show your side of the argument too.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
there's nothing stopping you posting your own article. You can say all the stuff you want on there.
That's true.
And you can link to your petition if they can link to their website.
Thanks, Jolene. You're right.
I'm not taking sides. I don't have an opinion. But it's only fair to let you have your say.
What a shame, Neil. You should have been there for the planting.
Yes, I would have enjoyed it, Linda.
I mean, you of all people.
But what with working all day and then fixing up my father-in-law's place in the evenings.
Yes, of course. Well, I thought you all chose the perfect spot, gracing the corner of the churchyard like that. It won't be long before it really makes its mark.
Oh, good. Right, well, I'd better crack on. I need to go and buy some more paint.
Oh, my goodness, is that the time? I'm running late myself.
All right, see you then.
Yes, bye, Neil.
Morning, Pat.
Oh, morning. Hello, Linda.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. I can't stop. I'm due on reception.
Did you get my email?
Email?
I sent it to you last night.
No, I haven't logged on yet today.
Right.
Is it important? Only I really...
I really don't think the village website should be doing BL's job for them.
I'm sorry?
The article Jennifer posted.
Oh.
About the BL dairy. I couldn't believe it when Ruth showed me.
I see.
It was so misleading.
Did you think so? I thought on the whole it was reasonable.
Reasonable?
Given the standpoint of the author, yes. And it is a matter of interest to the village.
Exactly. The website should be a forum for the village, not for Borchester Land's propaganda.
Well, you know what to do about that, Pat.
Particularly without any sort of rebuttal.
If you want to write an article of your own,
yes,
then...
Yes, I will. And Ruth and I have already started an online petition.
Fine.
It's in the email.
Which I haven't seen yet. I'm sorry, but I can only post items when I've seen them. I'll quite happily put your petition on the website.
Good.
In the interests of balance.
If you would.
I'll even sign it. You must know I wouldn't approve.
Well, no.
But I can't stop Jennifer posting either. As soon as I finish my shift at the hotel, I'll go home and update the website.
Thank you.
So, how much of the milking will you be missing?
Well, I'll head up to Shrewsbury after milking on Wednesday morning, and I'll be back sometime late on Thursday.
Oh, I see.
I can't wait, Dad. The ready meals are really coming along now. You enjoyed the pork cobbler, didn't you?
Mm. Oh, yes, it was fine.
Oh, thanks for the enthusiasm.
So, you'll need me to milk on Wednesday evening?
Yeah, I guess. And you do Thursday morning anyway, so...
Right.
It'll be a relief to get the recipes locked down.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi.
Oh, is that the post?
Yeah, the van was just pulling in.
I bumped into Linda outside the shop.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have bitten her head off. You know, about the article on the website.
Oh, Pat.
I know, but she said it was reasonable. So she was very fair. She's agreed to add a link to the petition.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm sure Linda's not very enthusiastic about it.
She's not.
And Brenda and I can help spread the word as well.
Right, Tom, you ready?
Yeah, sure. I'm waiting for you.
Where are you going?
Just to the agricultural suppliers.
I'll go and fetch the account card.
Sure. I've already put the link on my Facebook page, and Brenda said she's going to put it on hers too. And on Twitter. To the petition?
Right.
I wonder if it might be worth doing the same thing we did for the farmhouse breakfast. You know, print some business cards with the petition's web address on it. Loads of them were taken from Jack's, and it's another easy way of getting the address into people's hands.
Mm, absolutely. Excuse me, Tom.
Mum? Well, do you want me to do that or not?
Tony? Tony, are you there?
Yes, yes, all right, I know. Oh, nothing's ever fast enough for Tom, is it?
Tony?
Yeah, I'm coming.
No, wait. You have to see this.
Why, what is it?
It's a letter from Kylie.
Kylie?
She knows we met Rich. Sharon told her.
Oh, but I
They seem to have had some sort of heart-to-heart. Where is it? Yeah. Mum doesn't usually like talking about her past, but since I've been more in touch with Dad's side of the family, she's started to open up. Last Saturday, she told me you'd been up to Leeds to see Rich. I just wanted you to know that I think it's great.
Oh, let me see.
She says you're doing really well, and he's looking forward to starting cricket again at Easter.
I know Rich doesn't know who you are, and that's probably for the best. But it means a lot that you cared enough to visit, especially knowing that he wouldn't know you.
Isn't that sweet of her?
Mm.
I mean, there's no reason she had to write to us.
She says she's got happy memories of Ambridge.
No.
Oh, well, look at this. I always remember you both and how kind you were to me.
I wonder...
Oh, now, Pat.
No, I know.
Now, I doubt very much that anything has changed.
Yes, yeah, so do I.
Oh, good.
I know Sharon's never going to be comfortable with us. It's still a link, though. We don't know what might happen down the line.
Dad! Where have you got to?
Yeah.
I've not got all day.
Yes, I'm coming. I'm sorry, love. I'll have to go.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we'll talk about this later. Please, though, Pat. It's just a kind gesture from a kind girl. We mustn't expect any more than that.
Heel boy! Scruff! Stop it! Scruff!
Oh, hello.
Get down from there, Neil. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. He's only being friendly.
Scruff!
Aren't you, boy, eh?
Let Neil get his pain. It's not your car. Scruff!
Sit!
Oh, well done, Neil.
Good boy.
Must be the deep voice.
Well, I expect so.
Anyway, I'm pleased I bumped into you, actually.
Huh?
I had a rather fractious encounter with Pat earlier.
Huh?
Did you know she started a petition against the Borchester Land Big Dairy?
No.
Well, she was quite incensed that Jennifer had posted an article outlining their plans.
On the village website, is this?
Precisely.
Oh, well, she's entitled.
Yes, well, I did try to explain that to her. That's not what I'm concerned about, though.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda, but...
I know, I won't keep you long. It's just that there's clearly a lot of consternation within the village, and as parish councillors, we should be responding to that.
Right.
I wondered if we might arrange a public meeting with Borchester Land as a forum for the community.
Yes. Well, it's bound to happen. It might as well be sooner rather than later.
Oh, marvellous.
Now, if you don't mind, I've got to
Well, in that case, I was hoping you could speak to Brian. In your capacity as chair, of course. Yeah, Scruff, all right. He might be more agreeable if it comes from you. Would you mind?
No, that's fine. I will.
I'm so grateful. Scruff, behave.
Yes, I think you'd better...
Yes. All right, we're going. Oh, and Neil?
Yeah?
If you can call Brian in the next day or so... As you say, the sooner the better.
Oh.
So, where's Helen?
Upstairs, bathing Henry. You wouldn't mind laying the table, would you?
No, of course.
Thanks. I've been thinking... Go on.
You go first.
About Kylie. Maybe we should send her a message on Facebook. Just to say thanks for the letter, that's all.
Oh, Pat. No, I'm not sure.
Then we'll leave it.
Well, we really don't want to push it.
No, but it's worth keeping the channels open, though, surely. Things might change. We'd kick ourselves if we just made it harder.
I suppose so.
Even if we only hear from her once in a while, it was nice to know how Rich is doing.
Yes. Yes, it was. Well, as long as it's just a quick thank you.
Good.
But we still need to think about Tom and Helen. We should say something.
Yes.
We don't want to make the same mistake as last time. If Carly did get in touch and they knew we hadn't told them...
Aren't we just going to upset them all over again?
Hiya.
Tom.
I'm off home now.
Oh, right. You finished milking?
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, love.
Is everything okay? What's the matter?
Tony?
Tom, I think you'd better come in.
Neil, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, Brian. Is this a good time?
Well, I'm just finishing up in the office. How's it gone?
I could call back another time.
No. What can I do for you?
Well, it's about your dairy, Brian.
Oh?
I've been talking with some of the parish council. Well, Linda, actually. Although I do agree with her. We'd like to organise a meeting about your plans.
Oh, right. Well, yes. Yeah, I'm sure that'd be fine. If we can help clarify anything.
Oh, great.
We'd be more than happy to meet with the council.
No. I meant a public meeting in the village hall.
Oh, I see.
I think it'd be good to have an open discussion.
Yes, of course. Although I'm not quite sure when we'd hold it.
Well...
As you can imagine, we're all very busy.
Yeah, sure.
We have mailed out our leaflets, of course.
Yes, I know.
Anyone's free to look at our proposals online.
Well, people are still going to have questions, though.
Yes.
And criticisms. It'd probably be worth your while listening to them.
Yes. Oh, thanks, Neil. Yeah, well, I'll take your suggestion to the board and we'll see what we can do. How does that sound? Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Well, I appreciate the call. I'll get back to you as soon as I have an answer.
Yes, all right. Cheers then, Brian.
Great pleasure. Bye then.
Bye.
Perfect. That's all I need.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Starting to wonder where you'd got to. There's chili on the hob.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I couldn't wait. I was absolutely starving.
What are you doing?
Putting the petition on Twitter like you asked me to. I'll set up a Facebook group as well.
Right, I see.
I've invited all my friends to join. Tom, you okay?
No, not really.
Why? What's up?
Guess who's written to Mum and Dad to say how happy they are they'd been to Leeds?
Not Rich.
Kylie. Didn't I say this would happen? They told me it was finished with. They promised.
All right.
But no, they've started something they can't stop. And now every day, Mum will be wondering what's going to drop through the letterbox next.
So when was this?
Just now. I walked in on them talking about it.
No, I mean the letter.
Oh, it came today. They were going to tell us about it, apparently.
Oh, so Helen was there?
Yeah, they called her down.
Well, how does she feel about it?
She's not exactly happy about it, but I don't know.
She wasn't as upset as you.
I'm not upset, Brenda. I just wish they'd forget it and get on with the important things,
okay,
you know?
Okay, sorry. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Look, the letter didn't say much. Who knows if she's planning to write again? There's nothing we can do except hope that it goes away.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I'm just saying you're right. We'd better just hope it doesn't happen again.
Joe, there you are.
Hello, Prof.
Where have you been hiding? I haven't seen you for days.
No. I've been keeping myself indoors. I got a chill on my chest.
Oh, dear. But you're feeling better now.
Well, worse can be expected.
Well, that's a relief. I've been meaning to have a word.
order.
Concerning the orchard, we need to decide on how much of the cider should be set aside for you. Then I can allocate the rest to the other members of the club.
Well, the thing is, Prof, I'm still a bit delicate.
Oh.
I can't be too careful at my age. I should probably get back inside.
Or you could come over to my house.
Huh?
I've got a very tasty lemon cake that Christine gave me. You could help me finish it. Maybe over a nice fresh pot of tea?
Lemon cake, eh?
They do say you should feed a cold.
Ah, well, yes, he does indeed. Yes.
I knew I could tempt you. That's it, good man. Jump on board.
Haven't you seen it?
No, I've not looked at the Echo today.
Oh, you must.
Oh, hold still, Topper.
There's a lovely picture of Pat with Shelley Brazil outside the shop.
Let's get this saddle off.
And the article is very complimentary, too. Oh, I'm so pleased for them all. It's about time things started looking up.
Hmm? Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Oh, Shula.
Sorry, Auntie Chris.
No, I just hate seeing you so low. This Mr. Stevens, he's definitely decided to sell Topper.
Oh, yes, the advert's already gone in.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, hasn't it, boy?
Have you told Freddie?
No, not yet. I thought I'd wait. Well, I can't bear to, actually.
He's not going to take it well, is he?
Mum was saying it might be different this time. Now he's got Casper.
Oh, but he'll still miss Topper.
Oh, we all will.
I know, it's so easy to get attached. Especially to a horse that means as much as Topper. I bet you don't want to go anywhere, do you, eh?
No, he doesn't.
What a shame. Oh, well, suppose I ought to wend my way home. I'm at Linda's tonight. We've got a meeting of the Britain in Bloom Committee.
Oh, right.
Need to get myself ready.
Well, it was lovely to see you, Auntie Chris. I'm sorry I haven't been more cheery.
Oh, no. Try not to be too sad, though. I'm sure Topper will find a good home.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye. That's what we're hoping anyway, isn't it, lad?
There you are, Joe. Just how you like it.
Oh, that's great, Prof. I don't suppose you could put a drop of brandy in there, could you?
Brandy?
You know, for me. For me chest. Oh,
I see.
Or whiskey you do?
No. I think I've got some in the cabinet.
Much obliged.
Please, tuck in. I must admit, calculating the allocation of cider is proving trickier than I first imagined. I really need to know how much you and Eddie are expecting to keep. Bearing in mind, of course, that the other members do need compensating.
Mm, no, right, Prof. It's very good cake.
I was thinking of, say, 10%?
What?
In recognition of your unique contribution.
10%? Are you serious?
Well, why? You don't think that's fair?
That cider's part of our livelihood, that is.
Well, all right. What would you say to 20, then?
I'd tell you to pull your head down from out them clouds.
Joe!
20%? You don't live in the real world.
The rest of us are putting in an awful lot of hard work. Think of how much more productive the orchard's going to be.
It would have been all our hard work, eh? There wouldn't be no orchard without us Grundys.
Oh, no, I know.
All them years we've tended to it.
Which is why you're getting extra.
10%?
I said 20.
It should be 20 just for using the press. I'm sorry, Prof, but I don't mind telling you. You hurt my feelings.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to.
Well, who else knows how to make cider like me and Eddie? That's ancient knowledge, that is. Passed down from father to son for generations. I'd have thought the men such as yourself would appreciate that.
All right, let's be generous then. How about 40?
For all family heritage.
Oh, be reasonable, Joe. I can't go above half, surely.
What about all the time I spent down the orchard myself?
And most of it sitting down, ordering us all about.
Well, that's what you asked me to do. I've been like, what do you call them, eh? A consultant. I helped you research all them new trees, didn't I?
Fine, then why don't you tell me how much you think you should get?
90%.
Joe!
Well, that'd be fair.
But that hardly leaves any cider for the rest of us. No, it has to be around the 40% mark.
You said 50 before.
All right, if it makes you happy, 50.
And I said that wasn't enough.
60 then.
85.
65.
No.
70. Oh, really, Joe, I can't go any higher.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll meet you halfway. 80.
That's not halfway.
I started at 90.
And I started at 10.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Prof, that's the best I can do. We had a bumper harvest, remember? 20% will leave you plenty. More than enough.
Oh, I don't know, Joe. I'll have to speak to the others.
Well, you do that. But it's my final offer.
I can see that.
Mm. And, Prof...
Yes?
Put another drop of brandy in there, eh?
Hello, love.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
Good day.
Oh, what I hoped would only be a short visit turned into 2 hours with Mr. Purvis.
Oh, dear.
And then he complains about how much I'm charging him. Never mind. It's good to be home. What are we having?
Risotto.
Smells good.
Alistair.
Is that wine for drinking?
Yes.
Great. Daniel, though?
No, he's over at Gavin's.
Right.
Look, I need to...
I was at Grange Farm earlier. You know Ed's registered to go on the DEFRA course about vaccinating badgers against TB.
Oh, let's turn this off.
Really up for it, apparently. Earliest one starts in June.
Well, that's a while away, isn't it?
Well, there's not much point doing it any earlier. You're not allowed to trap badgers during the breeding season.
No, of course.
I was really impressed.
Yes?
Well, that's a lot of commitment. Be interested to see if it has any real effect on TB in the area.
Alistair.
Have I got time for a shower?
Well, dinner will be about 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll be quick then.
But
I could really do with washing the day away.
Yeah, all right.
Promise, but... love. I won't be long.
Oh.
Honestly, Christine, I've driven better bargains with salesmen in Marrakesh.
You've met your match, then.
I should say.
Well, it was their farm for a long time.
He just wants to keep it all so they can sell it. How he can think the others will be satisfied with 20%?
Well, it sounds as though you might not have any choice.
No. Really, why do these things have to be so complicated? I thought we'd all just muck in and get a bit of scrumpy.
You haven't lived here long enough yet. Where the Grundys are concerned, nothing's that straightforward.
No.
Linda!
Christine! Jill!
Evening!
How lovely to see you. I'm afraid our numbers are going to be somewhat depleted tonight.
Oh, really?
Usha and Jolene both sent their apologies. But come in, though, please.
Thank you.
You're the first to arrive.
Thanks, love. That was delicious.
Oh, don't you want any pud?
No, I need to be off.
Why? Where are you going?
I told you yesterday. I'm going to meet David.
Oh, yes.
Won't be late. I'm only going to stay for a pint. But I'm walking down.
Alistair, so hold on a minute.
Sorry, love. He's probably waiting for me now.
But I need to talk to you. I'm thinking about buying Topper. I know.
Shuler.
I'd pay for him through the business.
We can't afford it, can we?
Well, it's not that extravagant. And I can always use him for teaching.
Oh, now, love.
It wouldn't be a waste of money.
Look, I know you're upset.
Oh, it's not about me, Alistair. I'm worried for Freddie.
Of course. But come on, we have to think sensibly. I mean, it's not just the cost of buying him, is it?
No, I know.
What about the upkeep? And the lost livery? I mean, it all adds up.
Yes, I know. In a few years' time, Freddie might want to ride Topper himself.
Shula.
It's not as though we're really badly off. We're lucky compared to some. And this is something I'd like to do.
Shula.
We can afford it.
No, we can't.
What? Not even for our nephew?
I'm sorry, I have to go. Really, I don't mean to be brutal, but at the end of the day, it has to be a business decision. It just doesn't make sense.
Maybe, but...
I'll see you later, OK?
Yes. Oh...
I think you did extremely well to persuade Eddie.
Well, it did take a little arm twisting.
Milk's in the jug.
It was still very generous of him to donate the water feature, though.
Oh, please help yourself to muffins.
Oh, thank you.
Robert made them. Now, I think our priority for tonight should be to decide on an overall strategy.
Yes.
I see you've put theme at the top of the agenda.
That's right.
Well, there's the Olympics, of course. We could go back to the game's Apollonian roots.
It's not very colourful, though, is it?
Oh, the Olympic rings, then.
Well, we can certainly discuss it when everyone else gets here.
Or if we really do want to link it to the year, as we know it is, the Jubilee.
Ah.
Red, white and blue would be an easy colour scheme to follow.
Now, that is a good idea.
Must we?
Oh, don't be such a misery.
I think you'll find there'll be a great deal of enthusiasm, Jim.
There was a good turnout at the tree planting.
And as you point out, Christine, it gives us plenty of scope. What about replacing the planters on the green? I'm sure we can find some with a diamond design.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Although, having said that, it does rather depend upon us finding a sponsor.
Well, I suppose I ought to mention that I had Brian approach me regarding sponsorship.
Did you really?
On behalf of Borchester Land.
Ah.
You thought he'd been rather pushy.
Yes, well, I had Pat berating me yesterday over an article on the website about the dairy.
Yes, it's obvious that they're trying to portray themselves as a caring, sharing, philanthropic company.
Which not all of us would agree with.
Although it would solve our financial problems.
And risk plunging us into very hot water.
Oh, yes, I know. And I'm sure Jill feels the same. She should be here any minute. We can ask her.
Well, whatever she says, I think we'll have to say no. I mean, this is supposed to be something the whole village can get behind.
And as you say, it would be very divisive.
Yes.
It's a shame. And we can check it with the other.
No. We can't have BL sponsoring us. Not right now.
Oh, well. We'll just have to find somebody else.
Oh, Tom, honestly.
It's not my fault.
Well, what happened? Did you run it into a ditch?
No! I was just hauling some bales over to the pigs and noticed that the trailer was sagging.
Oh, well, it wasn't like that when I left it.
Well, I guess one of the springs must have broken.
Oh, great.
I'll fix it.
When?
Well, I can't do it now, can I?
No, you're already late for milking.
For goodness sake, Dad, I only mentioned it to you so you'd know.
Everything all right?
Oh, hi, Helen.
Can I get you both a cup of tea? Sarah's just been to pick up Rowan. Honestly, you can't take your eyes off her for a minute.
A tea would be great. Thanks.
Okay. Dad, where are you going?
I need to fill in some spreadsheets.
Well, shall I bring you on to the office then?
Please.
Okay. What was that about? Something happened?
Just the usual. I can't do right for doing wrong.
Oh, no, you've not had another argument.
Nothing's ever good enough for him, Ellen. Maybe we should just change my name to Rich.
Hey, now, Tom.
Perhaps that might please him.
Oh, look, it's...
I'll be in the parlour.
Tom!
Just forget it, Helen. I need to do the milking. I don't want to give him any more proof of how second-rate I am, do I?
So, you're off to pick him up now, are you?
Yes. Just as soon as Jenny finally drags herself out of the shop.
Oh, that has come round quickly.
Actually, I'm glad to see you, Neil. About your idea of a meeting.
Oh, yes.
I've spoken to the board, and we'd be happy to talk with you and the other councillors.
Right.
As for making it open to the public, though, I'm not sure we're quite ready for that.
Uh-huh.
I think we'd rather wait until we know when the planning application's being formally considered.
The thing is...
all right with you?
Well, it does feel as though it might be leaving it a bit late, and the sooner it's given a proper airing...
Well, the village will have their chance to discuss it.
But the longer you leave it, honestly, Brian, people are going to think that you're just trying to hide something.
Hide? All I've done is to be open with people.
I'm only telling you what I've heard.
Yes, of course, yeah. I mean, you know better than I what people are saying. I'll take your comments back to the board.
So, does that mean that we can go ahead then?
Because
I'd really like to hold it within the next couple of weeks.
Anything else, Jennifer?
No, just the comic, please. It's a little something for Rory.
Oh, it's half term next week, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I expect Emma will be wanting help with George. Not that I ever have the time.
No.
I don't know what I'll do when Chris and Alice start a family.
Well, they've got plenty of time yet. Now, how much is that, Susan?
Oh, £2.80, please, Jennifer.
Right, I might have the change.
Yeah, it's not like they can really afford children yet anyway. They're still saving away, aren't they?
They are indeed. I think that should be right.
Thank you. I had a look at the village website last night.
Oh, Did you read my article?
Oh.
About the dairy?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh.
I was looking at the Promises auction, actually. They've come up with some really good stuff, haven't they?
Oh.
Eddie's water feature sounds very appealing. I've always fancied one of those classical style fountains.
Look, I really should.
You know, as a focal point at the end of my garden. What do you think?
Well, yes, I suppose. I mean, providing the pigs aren't in view.
Oh.
And then now I'm sure it'll look lovely, Susan.
Well, we'll see. Tracy's thinking about bidding for Harry.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Dad really needs someone to come in and get to grips with the garden.
Well, as long as that's not me.
Hello, Neil.
No.
They can sort the garden out themselves.
I'm sorry, but I really must.
Oh, yes, of course.
It was nice to see you, Neil.
Yeah, you too, Jennifer. I just dropped in to say I'll be over at your dad's. I'd like to try and finish his bedroom tonight.
Oh, all right. Well, in that case, I might pop over later.
Oh, OK, if you like.
Yeah, he could probably do with a good vacuum.
Here's your tea, Dad.
Shall
I pop it down here for you?
Yes, please.
Dad?
Hmm?
Are you OK?
Me? Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just...
You're reading Kylie's letter. Dad?
It's all right, love. Honestly.
No, it's not. I can see in your face. Come on. Tell me. Dad?
I... Well, it's just hard, that's all. I've been trying to push it to the back of my mind... But, really, I don't want to burden you with it.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh,
there's nothing we can do anyway. And for your mum's sake...
What do you mean?
Well, you know how distressed she gets. How low. I was desperately worried about her when we first found out about Rich. So we've just got to find some way of moving on.
Yes, but you can't.
Not really. Oh. I tried, like I said, for your mum's sake, to be firm about it. But, well, you know, I just keep thinking, well, one of the things we found out, Rich likes playing cricket.
Yes, you told me.
He had a trial at the county ground, you know. And it makes him, well, it makes him all the more John's boy for me.
And yours too.
Well, yes.
Have you talked to anyone about this?
Oh, no, love.
Because you're so worried about Mum?
No, and because I knew nothing would ever come of it. It was too much to hope for.
But you can't stop hoping?
Oh, there's so much I'd like him to know, Helen. About his dad. Everything that John loved doing. The farm. His DJ work. Oh, he loved that. Barely started his life, and now that we know about Rich, it feels as...
Oh,
as...
Dad.
I'm sorry.
No.
I just wish he knew that we would have been there for him, that he's got two grandparents who would have treasured him more than anything.
Of course you would.
I didn't want to tell you all this, Helen. You've got enough to do in your life.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah. You've got Henry.
I have.
Oh, and I promise you, love, he brings me happiness every day.
Dad, you've been so strong. For Mum, for me, and Tom.
Oh, I'm all right, really. You mustn't worry about me. I really should get on. Haven't even started looking at these spreadsheets.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thanks, love.
OK, then.
Oh, and thanks for the cup of tea.
There. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's so much better, Neil.
Hmm?
The carpet, look. It's a different colour.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't give us a hand with this mattress, could you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right, you're in first.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I spoke to Brian.
No.
I don't reckon he's very keen on this public meeting. I tried to tell him...
You're away a bit.
This dairy...
But that's enough.
It's not as bad as what everyone thinks.
Oh, Neil, just stay out of it. All I've heard from Pat this week is about her petition. I'm worried she's going to notice I haven't signed it.
Well, you're not going to, are you?
Oh, of course not. What if Jennifer sees? Right, how's that?
Should it go nearer the socket so your dad can plug in his lamp?
Good idea.
Right.
Then his telly can go in the corner. Oh, he's going to be so chuffed. It'll be like having his own little flat.
Yeah. Well, he's going to need it, with Brad and Chelsea thumping around. Bit of a bolt hole.
Oh, Neil.
Just their room to do now, and they'll be out of our hair.
Oh, come on.
A lick of paint on the landing.
They've not been that bad.
Susan, you can't tell me you're not looking forward to having the house to ourselves.
Well...
Precisely. I'll start bringing down the rest of the furniture.
Oh, lovely. Dad can spend his first night in his new room.
Jenny?
In here, Brian.
Ah.
Getting Roy's clothes in the wash. Is everything okay?
Yes, I've just got off the phone with Annabelle. I'm going to try to arrange the public meeting with the 24th.
You don't sound very happy about it.
Well, sooner than we'd have liked. But no, it's fine. It's just a bit late notice for Debbie.
Oh, is she going to come over?
I hope so. I could do with her powers of diplomacy.
Darling, it's not as though you haven't done this sort of thing before.
No, I know.
So you really don't need to worry.
Tom, are you off?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Can't it wait until tomorrow?
It's important. It's about Dad.
He's not still moaning about the trailer.
No. Tom, I've been talking to him. I found him reading Kylie's letter again.
Oh, what?
He was... It really means a lot to him. Rich means a lot to him. More than I realised.
Right. You know, I've got a good mind to write to her myself.
Tom!
Tell her the trouble she's caused.
Please don't do that. It really would do more harm than good.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Please, just listen. I don't think we've appreciated how hard it's hit Dad.
It's not been easy for any of us.
No, I know.
All right. Sorry.
But Dad, he doesn't show it, does he? You forget what he must be going through.
So come on then. What did he say?
He told me how worried he's been for Mum. And he told me what it meant to see Rich. I think... He didn't say this, Tom, but... He was the one that found John. And there was this lively lad smiling at him. It's hard to imagine how it must feel. He's trying so hard to bury his feelings. And when you think about it, I mean, who's he got to talk to? I mean, he knows how we feel... And he has to be a rock for Mum.
Yeah, all right.
It's very simple. He wants to be there for Rich, just as Mum does. And it isn't going to happen.
No.
I've never seen him like that, Tom. Never. He was so lonely.
So what do you think we should do?
That's what I wanted to say to you. Just try to go a little more easy on him. Things have been rocky between you recently.
Yeah. Okay, I will. He makes it hard sometimes.
I know.
But you're right. I'll try not to get into any more arguments.
Thanks.
We can't stop pushing ahead with the business, though.
No.
It won't help if we don't get back on our feet. I'll do my best to be there for him, but Dad's going to have to be there for us too.